listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. Later on, we're going to visit the wondrous world of Harry Potter, but first, I want to share with you music from the video game that brings you into the life of the great Polish composer, Frédéric Chopin. In the game, Eternal Sonata, you play as Chopin as he's having a fevered dream. As you adventure through this dream world, you encounter characters, themes, and events that correlate with the composer's real life. It's really a one-of-a-kind game. If you love the music of a Chopin, I think you're going to enjoy this game a lot. The game, of course, features lots of music by Chopin. Let's hear one of the tracks now. It's a dance work for the piano titled Polonaise in A-flat. It's given the descriptive name Heroic, and it's performed here heroically by Peter Schmalfus.
Thank you.
What amazing piano work there. How do you get your fingers to move so fast? From the video game Eternal Sonata, that was Chopin's Polonaise in A-flat major. The pianist was Peter Schmalfus. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. And we're going to end today with music from the wizarding world of Harry Potter. Composer John Williams was tapped to write the music for the first Harry Potter movie, The Philosopher's Stone. And the task of bringing us into this world through the orchestra was something Williams was up for, as you're going to hear in this musical suite, Harry's Wondrous World. It features themes that are used throughout the movie, like Hedwig's theme, Hogwarts Forever, and the exciting Quidditch match. Let's take a listen. From the movie Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, that was the musical suite Harry's Wondrous World, written by the great John Williams. What is it about that music that brings us immediately into Hogwarts? Such great music. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Artie Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing.
To the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Elena, ICANN and All Classical Radio's Young Artist in Residence. It's Gratitude Month. I'll be sharing music that I'm grateful for all month long. Three pieces for piano and cello written in 1914 by the extraordinary French composer, musician, and conductor Nadia Boulanger is a song I'm grateful for its strength and beauty. It has a supernatural and mystical feel to it that keeps me captivated throughout the piece. What I find remarkable about Nadia Boulanger is how many legendary composers she taught and influenced throughout her incredible career, such as Leonard Bernstein, Quincy Jones, Aaron Copland, Charles Strauss, and Philip Glass, to name a few. She is known as one of the most influential music teachers of the 20th century.